Hardin said, "In exactly what way do you want our foreign policy changed? Do you want us to attack the four kingdoms now, at once, and all four simultaneously?" "I make no such suggestion, Mr. Mayor. It is our simple proposition that all appeasement cease immediately. Throughout your administration, you have carried out a policy of scientific aid to the kingdoms. You have given them atomic power. You have helped rebuild power plants on their territories. You have established medical clinics, chemical laboratories, and factories." "Well, and your objection?" "You have done this in order to keep them from attacking us. With these as bribes, you have been playing the fool in a colossal game of blackmail in which you have allowed Terminus to be sucked dry, with the result that now we are at the mercy of these barbarians." "In what way?" "Because you have given them power, given them weapons, actually serviced the ships of their navies, they are infinitely stronger than they were 3 decades ago. Their demands are increasing, and with their new weapons, they will eventually satisfy all their demands at once by violent annexation of Terminus. Isn't that the way blackmail usually ends?"
"And your remedy?"
"Stop the bribes immediately and while you can. Spend your effort in strengthening Terminus itself, and attack first."
Hardin watched the young fellow's little blonde mustache with an almost morbid interest. Cermak felt sure of himself, or he wouldn't talk so much. There was no doubt that his remarks were the reflection of a pretty huge segment of the population. Pretty huge. His voice did not betray the slightly perturbed current of his thoughts. It was almost negligent.
"Are you finished?"
"For the moment."
"Well then, do you notice the framed statement I have on the wall behind me? Read it, if you will."
Cermak's lips twitched.
"It says, 'Violence is the last refuge of the incompetent.' That's an old man's doctrine, Mr. Mayor."
"I applied it as a young man, Mr. Councilman.
And successfully.
You were busily being born when it happened, but perhaps you may have read something of it in school."
He eyed Cermak closely and continued in measured tones. "When Harry Seldon established the foundation here, it was for the ostensible purpose of producing a great encyclopedia, and for 50 years we followed that will-o'-the-wisp before discovering what he was really after. By that time it was almost too late. When communications with the central regions of the old empire broke down, we found ourselves a world of scientists concentrated in a single city, possessing no industries, and surrounded by newly created kingdoms, hostile and largely barbarous. We were a tiny island of atomic power in this ocean of barbarism, and an infinitely valuable prize. Anacreon, then as now the most powerful of the four kingdoms, demanded and actually established a military base upon Terminus, and the then rulers of the city, the encyclopedists, knew very well that this was only a preliminary to taking over the entire planet. That is how matters stood when I, assumed actual government. What would you have done?"